The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Country, and your clothes and money are on the train you thought you were on, it's time to worry about what's wrong with you. For that reason, we are worried about our brave detectives, Cy and Elmer. When they left Punkinville to follow a bank robber to Chicago, they got along fairly well until the train stopped at a division point. Then they went into the depot on the trail of their suspect, and wearing only their overcoats and red flannels, running back out to catch the train as the suspect boarded it, they discover that they are on the wrong train. The only thing right about it is that their man is still on the same train with them.
Now, this ain't a fine pickle. A fine pickle, and my name ain't Elmer Peabody, and it's all your fault, Cy Perkins.
Well, I don't see how it's my fault, Elmer.
Why, certainly it's your fault. Didn't you let that fella get away from us in the depot and get back on the train, didn't
well,
you?
Well, yes, I did that, Elmer.
Yes, you bet you lied.
Yeah, but you was the one that made me run and get on this train so fast we never noticed it was the wrong one.
Well, how in thunder was I to know them two trains passed one another at Dodge City,
yeah. Huh?
How was I? Then there was two trains on the track at the same time.
Well, I thought you knowed everything, Elmer.
Huh?
Yeah, you're always bragging about being such a smart detective.
Mr. Perkins, that'll be about all from you. Yeah. About all. Yeah. I quit whining and crying about being on the wrong train. Fella were Farnard's on this train, ain't he?
Yeah, I guess he is.
Yes, nothing. You know he is.
Yeah.
And if we was on the train we thought we was on, we wouldn't be getting no place at all.
Oh.
Yes, still, so we're going back to Punkinville, and we're taking our prisoner with us.
Yeah, but he ain't our prisoner yet.
Yeah, well, he's going to be mighty soon.
How can you tell?
Yeah, good thing we have sense enough to put our guns in our coat pockets.
Yeah, but all our money and all our clothes is on that other train.
Sorry, we don't need no money and clothes to rest a fella.
Yeah.
Guess what's more, the railroad company will pay us nice big reward for catching this fella imitating one of the Pullman porters.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Come on now, let's get up in front and rest him.
Hey, wait a minute, Elmer.
What for?
What'll the folks say when they look at us with our red flannels that's showing under these overcoats?
Folks ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
It's just barely daylight. We can look through this train without more than two people seeing us.
Oh, what are we gonna do for money and tickets? Won't they put us off the train?
Si, what do you suppose? I had the conductor send that telegram to catch the other train first.
I don't know.
Well, he said we was all right, and that we could go ahead and ride this train to Punkinville, and what's more, we could take a prisoner with us.
Well, that's all right, Elmer. But this fella ain't our prisoner yet.
Yes, maybe he ain't yet, but he's going to be in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on now, Si, let's go get him.
I wonder where he'll be. Have we got to open all them little green curtains and look inside all them berths?
Say, we'd get shot if we tried it.
Yeah.
No, sir. I've been doing a little chattering while you was asleep.
Elmer.
Yes, sir.
You didn't go away and leave me here all alone, did you?
You was asleep and you didn't know nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
What's more, I know just where that crook is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Took a good look at him while he was asleeping. And, Si, it's a city slicker that robbed the Punkinville Bank, all right.
Well, and why didn't you go right ahead and arrest him if he was that close to him?
Well, I thought he'd get you. I didn't want all the credit. So?
Yeah. Scared to arrest him alone, was you?
Si, the idea of Elmer Peabody is scared of nothing.
Yes, you are.
The very idea.
Yeah, you were, so.
Yes, I just wanted you to be there with me so you could say you helped arrest him, that's all. You're my partner, you know, Si, and... Well, I wouldn't leave you out of nothing.
Well, now, that's mighty nice of you, Elmer.
Yeah, I thought it was myself. Let's go and get him now. Come on.
Where is he?
Right in the smoking car, headed this way.
Oh.
And he's the only one in there, so nobody won't see us in our funny clothes. Come on now, come on. You can't arrest nobody sitting there like a bump on his log.
Well, my misery is kind of bad this morning, Elmer. You know that...
Yes, I know all about it. I know all about it. I've been hearing about it now for 40 years. Come on, get up and get it going.
All right, Emmett.
You look here, Si. Don't get lost when we go between these here cars. And keep quiet and I tell you to talk. You hear me?
Where is he, Emmett?
Didn't I tell you to shut up? Yeah. Look there. Laid across him two seats. That's him. He's sound asleep, too.
Yeah, looks like it. And how are we going to arrest him?
Well, now, look, Si, pay special attention now. Yeah. I'll take both guns and you take the handcuffs. Yeah. And when I tell him to stick him up, you get up over to see the back of him and handcuff his hands to that suitcase rail up over his head. You hear me?
Yeah.
Give me a gun now. Now get the handcuffs all ready.
Yeah. I guess I'm all ready.
So am I. Slow and steady does it now, Si. Yeah. Now sneak up the eyes real quiet-like and crawl up over the seat behind him. Not a sound now. Not a sound till I say hands up. Hands up, do you? Stick them hands up in the air. Come on.
I'm waiting for him to come up, Henry.
Hey, what's this? What's going on here? Well, if it ain't the rogues again and two cannons this time, huh?
Yeah, get them hands up here.
Go on, stick them up or I'll let both these pistols go off to west. Get him up there. Come on, get him up higher. Go on, get him up. Now hold him steady right there.
Yep, I got him, Henry. Just a minute. I'll get him fastened to this here suitcase rail up here. That's good. I reckon that'll hold him for a spell.
I'll say it will. Well, how do you like it now, Slicker?
Yeah.
Will you wait for me to shave and get my hair cut so you could stuff a mattress, will you?
Getting smart and locking the tick detectives in the bank vault, was
you? Oh, lay off, will you? Lay off. You rubes got me all right, yeah. But quit yelping about it. You're funny enough to look at. But when you start to talk, I can't stand it.
Hey?
Now, you got me. What you going to do about it?
Yeah, well, we're darned if I know. We're going to do plenty about it, ain't we, Emmett?
Certainly are. We'll do more than plenty about it, you, Mr. City Slicker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I knew you was no good first time I laid eyes on you.
That's what you said, Emmett.
Bet your life. Told you about his hair, didn't
he? Yes, you did.
Yeah. Now you're going back with us to Punkinville and to the bank you robbed.
Yeah.
And when Sheriff Hank Hawkins gets done with you, you'll be older and funnier than we are.
Yeah. And say, mister, you don't need to be looking down to my feet all the time. I know I ain't dressed none too good, but none of your business.
Say, Si, don't you worry about being dressed. Never. You don't need to be dressed to catch a stupid fella like this one.
Yeah, you bet, man.
Say, we can catch one like you every night in our pajamas. Every night.
They got a nice jail in Funkinville. Ain't they, Emmy?
Yeah, I say it is,
sir. And they got about the best bread and water in the whole country.
Now, don't be counting too much on how long I stay in jail, buddies. I beat harder raps than this one.
Eh?
And all the good lawyers ain't dead yet. I guess you know that.
Yeah.
The only thing that hurts me is to get caught by a couple of dimwits like you guys.
Elmer, did you hear what he called us?
Certainly he ain't got new cutting in me. I certainly heard it.
Yeah.
Go on, let him talk all he wants to, Si. Any feller's going to earn me a nice big reward for catching him. Well, they can call me, Santa Claus or Uncle Tom, anything else. I don't care.
me neither, Elmer. Say, Elmer.
Wait.
Look. Look out the window.
Ain't any more crooks out there, is it?
No, but look. Look where the trains are getting us to. Elmer, will you look?
Well, Si, if we ain't pretty near any Punkinville. Look at that. Looks like you're mighty close to jail there, fair.
Yeah.
Any last words you'd like to say before this is to be held again you?
Just a minute, Elmer. Don't forget that it says in the book.
What?
Before you go to take down the last words of a fellow like this.
Yeah?
Well, it says to be right legal, you got to warn him.
Warn him now?
Well, tell him that anything they say is liable to count against him.
Oh, well, certainly.
Well, you could let me take my hands down off here. This ain't so comfortable.
And if that don't beat all, Elmer, he ain't comfortable.
Well, Si, think of that. Ain't that too bad?
I think it's a shame.
My goodness.
Yeah?
After Hank Hawkins is you in his jail for a few months there, fella, you wish you was back here hanging by your hands in this nice train again.
Elmer, just look out the window.
What about what is it?
Elmer, we're getting into the Punkinville Depot right now.
Si, we certainly are. About 2 minutes more, we'll be in there. She's coming right now.
And you know what we do, Emmy?
What?
Well, we're going to get us one of them nice, shiny taxi cabs.
Right now.
And take this fella right to the jail.
Say, listen, Si, I heard something.
Huh?
Heard something then. Wait. Wait till you get over and look out the window now. Wait a minute. Well, Si, dead gummit. There's a silver coin in the band playing on the platform. Si, they got the band down for us.
There you are, Slicker. That's the way they treat us when we come to town with a prisoner.
Well, By genius, Si. Looky here. That's what I call high-class detective.
Yes.
The best. Here we go out on our first case and catch a desperate fitter like this one here. And when we get home, the band is out to meet us.
Yeah, this is what I call coming to town in style, Mr. Peabody.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The Snoop and Sneak Detective Agency is mighty good, I reckon.
Good? Say, I'd like to see a bit of it. Look, train's plumb stopped now, Si.
Yeah?
Listen, ain't that music pretty? Wonder what it is they're playing.
Say, somebody's getting on here, Elmer. Yes, sir. They're coming right into this car.
Good. Turn if it ain't the sheriff. Si, here comes the sheriff. Come to get the prisoner.
Well, howdy, Sheriff. Mighty glad to see you. And here's the fella you want. Right here.
Well, hello, boys. Well, you got him all right, didn't you?
Bet you did.
Yeah, and you got him tied up mighty good, too.
Yeah.
That's the way to keep him so they ain't going to get away on you.
Yeah, we got him.
The conductor wired me he was coming. And I thought I'd come down and see if I could help you any. Well, what a...
Hey, wait a minute. What are you laughing at, Sheriff?
Listen, better not laugh at us, Hank Hawkins. You're laughing at the two smartest men in Punkettville, maybe the whole county.
Yeah, we're that, all right.
Well, nobody said you weren't smart enough. But one thing I know for sure. You're the two funniest dressed fellers in the whole world.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Well, however, you got your man, and that's all anybody can do.
Yeah, and I reckon the town is showing their appreciation, too.
Yes, sir. Me and Si feels right proud to have the band come down and meet us, Sheriff. But, my goodness, Si, we ain't dressed up much for it, are we?
Well, maybe the folks won't mind, Elmer, if they think so much of us.
What in thunder are you boys talking about?
Why, about the band playing for our train coming in.
Never stopped to think the governor's private car was on this train, did you?
What's that, Sheriff?
Say, you mean the governor's on this train and that band is playing for him and not for us?
Oh, Elmer.
Just what I mean. The governor's supposed to go out on the back platform there and make a little speech. And you old fool thought the band was down here to meet you.
And such is the price of fame. And our detectives are not as well known as they thought. However, they did get their prisoner. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.